Well, folks, Jean Peters-Baker has announced that she is stepping down as the chair of the Missouri Democratic Party to focus on her full-time job, which is the Jackson County prosecutor. And Clem Smith has assumed the role of the acting chair of the Missouri Democratic Party. I had a chance to cover Representative Smith when he was in the House. He was there from 2011 to 2018, first elected in 2010. I'm Brian Helsworth. Joining me to talk about his new position, his priorities, is former Representative Clem Smith. Representative, always a pleasure. First of all, your thoughts on your appointment as the acting chair of the Missouri Democratic Party, sir.
Hey, thank you for having me. My thoughts on that is the system works. You know, we have positions and in the party, and they have functions. So with the chair, she had to take a leave of absence. They're working on some things with her other job as prosecutor in Jackson County. And we want to keep this ship floating, so kind of the reins were handed over to me, but that's part of the job as the vice chair. So I'm there to do it, and we will do it.
Representative Smith, when you talk about 2020, what are your priorities? I know you've mentioned Medicaid, you've mentioned the governor's race. What are your priorities as you look ahead to this year, sir?
Yeah, and that's it. You've named two right there: Medicaid expansion. We believe the state has an appetite for it. I think the governor saw that too. We saw some jockeying of dates for that ballot initiative being moved to August. And people are seeing with this COVID outbreak the importance of having access to health care. So, of course, that is a priority going into August. We're also very encouraging people to fill out the census. That's very important because, you know, that determines the federal dollars that are coming into our state, how they're allocated. And we want to make sure that Missouri gets what we're supposed to get. And that's really not a partisan issue. I would hope that both parties are pushing for that. But we, of course, are doing that. And it comes down to the lines that are drawn. It factors into that. Another one is we're trying to play in every election that we're in statewide. So that's from governor's race on down. We've seen some polling data saying, you know, hey, we've got Biden up in Missouri. We've seen other polling data having them tied. So the tide has definitely shifted, and we're trying to take advantage of it and win from the top on down.
Final question, Representative Smith, again, as the acting chairman now of the Missouri Democratic Party. You served, sir, in the Missouri House from 2011 to 2018. I know you were first elected in 2010. In those 8 years, and even today, you're not there now because of term limits. All 8 of those years, Republicans had super majorities in both chambers, as I recall. Is that a priority as well for you to pick up more Democratic seats in both of those chambers?
Oh, definitely it is. And that's what I meant by, like, from the top on down.
Sure.
Turning some seats. We saw that happen in the 99th. I guess that was the most recent time it happened. But I think people are starting to wake up in the state and saying, hey, we're sending our representatives, our senators up there to do a job that's going to benefit everybody. But people are looking at immediate need. But I think they're seeing now that, hey, that immediate need may not be met. We saw that with the right to work that went through. The people came and spoke and said, hey, we don't want that, after members of the legislature voted for it. So we've got examples of that happening. Same thing with Medicaid expansion. A lot of members up there turning it down, but then the people are speaking now saying, hey, we need this on the ballot to take a vote. So, yes, we're excited about it. I think we have the wind on our back, and we're going to try to turn as many seats as we can.
Clem, anything you'd like to add, sir? Feel free.
I'd just like to encourage people to stay safe out there. COVID is real. And please, you know, be part of the process, be part of the solution to make Missouri better.